From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM leaders in Canada to replace the CARIB-CAN accord with a new arrangement. Montserrat's chief minister denies there's a rift in his government. And Jamaica again in hot water with human rights group Amnesty International. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Canada and the Caribbean have agreed to establish a new free trade agreement to replace the 14-year-old CARIB-CAN accord. This was the major development to emerge from the sixth CARICOM Canada summit held today in the Jamaican resort city of Montego Bay. Leaders and representatives of 15 Caribbean states met today with Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, as Hugh Crosskill reports.
The main decision to emerge from today's deliberations involves the establishment of a working group to develop a framework for a new free trade agreement to supersede CARIB-CAN in place since 1986. The new agreement will be compatible with WTO rules in that it will be reciprocal and it will also include trade in services as well as goods. At the start of today's meeting, host Prime Minister PJ Patterson reviewed the CARIB-CAN agreement, which had allowed for Caribbean access to Canadian markets in a limited range of goods. Mr. Patterson said CARIB-CAN had not been very effective in increasing trade and that trade in services was